The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 9th of July, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend. There wasn't much, I gotta tell you right now. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, movie pass goers, did you not have a good weekend? Probably not if you were trying to take in a movie because your movie pass wasn't working. Yes, according to movie pass, outages prevented many users from checking in to see a film. Though it must be said, as of Monday, according to movie pass, all things have been resolved. But they're actually going to go one step further for you. They said they're actually going to reimburse customers who paid out of pocket for tickets. Via the official movie pass Twitter account, they said users are welcome to purchase tickets out of pocket and we will issue a refund. Please just send us a chat through the MoviePass app showing the full receipt, including the movie title, the showtime, and theater for reimbursement. As you said, that's pretty good customer service there. Problem is, though, the service itself hasn't exactly been on fire, and this probably won't help matters much. Ah, the tech news that we love to see. This one takes us over to Harvard with a team of scientists that look like they've actually came up with an HIV vaccine. Yes, you heard me correctly, something to actually prevent HIV infections. Now, apparently, they've had some actually early success in testing multi-strain vaccines in humans. With everybody that has received the drug, they actually produce some kind of anti-HIV immune response. Now, no, this doesn't mean we can start jumping up and down yet. Nah. Wish we could. Maybe we're on the way there, though. Unfortunately, only 67% of the test monkeys that they've used have actually only been effective against HIV. So yes, there's still steps to go. The next step they're actually hoping for, though, is to test the vaccine in about 2,600 women in South Africa. So let's just keep crossing our fingers. One day, we hope. We really hope. Finally! Any plans of living on the moon? Me neither. But you never know, especially come 2023. Now, while you and I may not be living on the moon yet, it seems NASA's ready to go back there and say you're going to need some stuff on the moon. Say it's going to be a long mission. You might be missing your Amazon Prime. Well, no more. Yep, it seems Amazon's ready to make shipments to the moon by 2023. Yeah, I'm not making this up. This is actually all courtesy of Blue Origin. And that's how the cargo is going to get there. According to GeekWire, Blue Origin has a goal of 2023 to make it their first step in developing a lunar landing, shall we say, type of drone, making it more cost effective and a hell of a lot quicker getting supplies to the moon. Although this might have more to do with Blue Origin expecting public space flights starting next year too. That's probably Amazon's real big push to be able to get supplies to the moon, but this just looks nicer on a PR statement. Nonetheless, though, if it does happen, it is pretty cool. Although I highly doubt they'll be able to live up to their same-day Prime delivery. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for everything that's BTN, really. Podcast, blog, reviews, it's all over there. Get subscribed to everything. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget, of course, our BTN community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us. britishtech.slack.com. That is the destination to be. The News Show. Boy, I tell you what, Tuesday I hope will be better than today's news. Whatever we get, though, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, do yourself a big favor. Just take it easy on this Monday. Don't overwork it. Don't overthink it. That's what Tuesday's for. Have a great one. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.